And we'll do this. A happy Monday to all Hank fans and family that celebrated.
It's why we love today.
I love it.
He knows.
Sometimes tougher on a Monday, but we find the will. We find the way. And we find this, the eighth day of the ninth month of 2025. 251 in, 114 left. Fall falls in 17 days. We just had fake fall.
I was going to say,
it's summer coming back, part three.
Is this the meteorological fall? There's a lot of syllables when all this comes into play.
I usually go with what Pete Delka says, but okay. I disagree with him.
Meow, 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 meow.
Fall is not falling. 17 days. 53 until Halloween. Tell that to your local retailer. And 57 until daylight saving time ends. Today, otherwise known as Star Trek Day.
Oh, boy.
It's Star Trek Day.
The trouble with tribbles.
May the force be with you.
That's not any. I don't think that's how that works.
National Pledge of Allegiance Day.
Dang Skippy.
National Dog Walker Appreciation Day.
Hello, Nana.
Did a little of that yesterday with Miss Beulah.
Aw.
Beulah. I can't not do that with the dog's name. Just constantly.
Beulah.
Arnold Schwarzenegger and variations of Beulah. Pediatric Hematology Oncology Nurses Day.
Oh, that is
all
amazing.
Right. There you go. World Physical Therapy Day.
Yeah. My right hip is really... Can you look at this?
Bacon Burger Day.
Ah, hey.
That's the kiddos' go-to. And International Food Delivery Day while we're at it.
Door dashing, game on point.
That's right. When are we going to be able to teleport that? Come on, Scotty.
I don't know, but out in Weatherford, there's drones outside the Walmart.
There's drones flying through the sky. Take them down. It's Pledge of Allegiance Day because on this date in 1892, the Pledge of Allegiance was first published.
Oh.
And that made it so. On this date in 1930, Scotch tape was invented.
Oh, I love some Scotch tape. So do my kids. They ruin every roll we have.
There you go. On this date musically in, it's Star Trek Day because 1966, Star Trek, first aired across the galaxy. Yeah. 1968, Beatles perform their last live TV performance.
Dang it.
They sang Hey Jude.
Hey.
Gerald Ford pardoned Richard Nixon in 74.
He's not a crook.
On this date in 19... I have Oprah-related questions for you later on.
Oh,
1986,
okay.
On this day, Oprah premiered. I don't think she was teleported
she
in.
Really
or maybe
hair.
She was. Mm. That's Oprah. On this date in 94, it was at the MTV VMAs, which happened last night, but it was in 94 that Michael Jackson and Lisa Marie Presley appeared for the first time.
Oh, yeah, I remember
kinda
that.
Kind of freaked
they
everybody
kissed.
Out a little bit.
And
yeah,
he's like,
that's kind of what it was like.
Yeah, it's, no, mm. I think one may have last longer than the other.
On this date in 96, Blues Clues premiered on Nickelodeon.
And now we'll be singing that for the rest of the day.
97, America Online acquires CompuServe. That ended up well for both.
Oh, boy.
On this date in 2003, the Recording Industry Association of America filed 261 copyright lawsuits against internet users. Basically,
ooh.
Napster.
I was going to say, yeah.
Oh, it died a death. On this date in 2015, a Waffle House serves its 1 billionth waffle. Congratulations.
Okay.
A couple of notables lost on this date. We had Troy Gentry that passed away. That was on this date back in 2017. Man, that was shocking. 2022, Queen Elizabeth. And it is the birth dates of the great Don Williams and the masterful Patsy Cline.
Aww.
Birthday time. What a day for celebrating.
Yes, that we got one of the kiddos from Stranger Things. He's Dustin on Stranger Things. Gaten Matarazzo. There you go. I got it. Nailed it. 23 today. Rapper Wiz Khalifa is 38.
Well, these just roll off the tongue, do they not?
Also child actor that's not a child anymore. Jonathan Taylor Thomas is 44.
Oh,
Home Improvement.
Dear.
And heartthrob of the 90s, I guess.
Yeah.
In a Tiger Beat issue near you.
I hosted a movie that he was starring in one time. It was like a matinee. And these, I mean, you would have thought that like...
It was just...
Taylor Swift was
anarchy.
Serving popcorn or something. It was insane.
We have Pink is 46 today. former Dancing with the Stars, Brooke Burke, 54, and David Arquette is 54 today. Former WCW champion.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, tell me about it. Well, somebody won it.
Powerball!
And
yes!
They may be listening.
Welcome to your real country wake-up call. It's KB and Heather Lee.